بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب قلوبنا وشفيع ذنوبنا، أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، حجة الله المهدي المنتظر عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، كي نسبحك كثيرا ونذكرك كثيرا، إنك كنت بنا بصيرا. Respected scholars, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tonight, again as we meet together to share the blessings of this month, to learn from this month, to communicate amongst each other about the guidance and what can bring us together and take us to the right path so we can achieve the purpose of this month. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that we may achieve piety. We have defined it, we have talked about the fruits of it, we have defined how we acquire it, and now we're talking what stops us from achieving and acquiring piety. And we talked about being heedless, about not paying attention. And we said that the first thing is us being heedless of our enemy. We don't pay attention to our enemies. And we defined three enemies. The first enemy was الشيطان. The second enemy was our self that is telling us to do the haram. See, our self could be a good, tranquil self, a self المطمئنة. And it could be the self-blaming, and it could be the one that is أمارة بالسوء, tells us to do the haram. The last one is our enemy. And the last one is the dunya, and we talked about it. Now the other thing, so we talked about being heedless of our enemy. Today we will talk about being heedless of our time. We want to talk about time tonight. It's very important to focus and to realize the value of your time. I'm going to give you an example. I'm sure this is for the younger people to get the example. I'm sure the elders, they all know this. And I don't need to tell them, I can learn from them, they can teach me. But inshallah, we will benefit. David Beckham. You all know David Beckham, right? I see all of them smiling. You like football here. In here, in America, we call football something else. We call it soccer, but here you call it football. David Beckham plays for who? Do you know who he plays for? I can't hear you. Real Madrid. Don't worry, it's okay. It's not haram to watch football. Ever know? Can I know it? Yes, you can know it. Real Madrid. Michael Owens is another one, right? Who does he play for? Real Madrid too. Imagine, now of course David Beckham gets paid how much a year? Who knows? In US dollars. 15? No, not 50,000. I think it's more like $20 million, right? 50,000, you're selling him cheap. He'll come play for the Tanzanian team. $20 million. Okay? $20 million. Michael Owens gets paid about $5 million. We're all now, we want to watch Real Madrid playing against Barcelona. Okay, we want to see what's going to go. The game is, the first part is 45 minutes. The second part is how many minutes? 45 minutes. The crowds are there. Everyone is ready. Why? Real Madrid against Barcelona. It's a beautiful game. Of course. We want to watch what happens. David Beckham is playing. Michael Owen is playing. They will win, right? Now, as soon as the referee starts the game, Barcelona attacks. David Beckham makes a foul. Not only a foul, he gets a penalty. Not only a penalty, he gets a red card. And he gets kicked out of the game. Real Madrid now is playing with what? Without David Beckham. David Beckham, so important, he got a red card. Is he useful anymore? He got red card. 20 million, 50 million is useless now. Why? He's sitting. Real Madrid is looking at David Beckham, we pay you so much, but you're sitting on the sideline. That is sad, right? Example one, think about that a little bit. What happened is David Beckham wasted his time. His time became what? Invaluable because of one mistake. One mistake, he got kicked out of the game. One mistake. Red carded and got kicked out of the game. Now let's get another example. You know, especially for the young ones who are growing up, I'm going to give examples, inshallah no one gets offended. But we need to know them. Of course, I'm using the young people as a decoy, as an example. It could be applied to anyone, but let's use the younger ones. You know, younger ones, when we grow up, we go to the market, and as we're watching, we're looking with our eyes, and you know the eyes can take you to hell and bring you back. The eyes is a dangerous weapon sometimes. You're looking in the market, you're not married, maybe you're married, but you're looking in Shahar Ramadan, and everything is fine, you're religious, you finished your prayer, alhamdulillah, and suddenly a beautiful woman passes by. A beautiful woman, she is wearing a little bit revealing. 1 second before, you did not think about anything. And now suddenly, your mind is moving in different worlds. Oh my God. Astaghfirullah. Oh my God. Astaghfirullah. Oh my God. Astaghfirullah. The shaitan is playing with you. He's pulling you. You're pushing him. He's pulling you. You're pushing him. And then what happens? Let me go and talk to her. You talk to her, and you try to see what's going on, and shaitan is pulling you more, and more, and more, and then you fall in and do the haram. You do the haram in the month of Shahr Ramadan. You get the pleasure, and you say, Allah will forgive. You know though, there's a problem. You know that 1 second? 1 second before you are saying, I'm religious, alhamdulillah, you finished your prayer, and then she walked by. When she walked by, it took 1 second. It changed you from religious to being lustful. Right? It's 1 second. You changed. Then, you think, oh no, I did the halal way. I did it doing mut'ah. We'll talk about that later, not now. People are saying, oh my God, he's going to talk about this stuff? Oh, this is sensitive. Don't worry. If we don't talk about these things here, where do we talk about them? Do we talk about them when our children are late in doing the haram? When it's too late for them? When do we talk about these issues? The month of Shahar Ramadan must be used to address these issues. Don't worry. Don't be uncomfortable. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to tell the Muslims the halal and the haram. Used to talk about the most important issues. We cannot hide from discussing the problems. And these are not problems in this community, it's everywhere. The lust. When the man went after the woman, it is not only about halal and haram. You know why? Pay attention to this. Especially for the younger ones who think, it's okay, I can use this halal way to have pleasure. I'm not going to use the three-letter words. Don't worry. You know what I mean. Everyone's smiling. But you know what's worse? Do you know who this woman is? If she told you yes, and she went with you, how many other people she was with? And she might have a disease, and there you go, you were like David Beckham, you were given the red card and given kicked out of the game for the rest of your life. One mistake, and you got a disease, la samahallah. One mistake, it takes 1 second. 1 second with the wrong person, what happens? Your life is gone. Your life is gone. Is it worth it? Was that decision worth it to please yourself in that 1 second? Listen to the beautiful word of our Imam, the Commander of the Faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. He says, are you listening, everyone? Are you listening to me? Yes or no? Yes. Inshallah, you're listening carefully now. He says, a pleasure goes away. A pleasure goes away. Let's finish. Consequences will stay. The consequence of your action will stay. The effect of your action will stay. The diseases you get will stay for you. La samahallah, one disease. You know, one disease can get you the rest of your life. It kills you. And you might only be 16, 17. You're still young. Just because of your lust. The shaitan told you, yes, go, she's easy. It's only pleasure one way. Come on, do it. And that's it, your life is gone. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Yes or no? You think about it. Whenever you make the decision, I tell you this key. I give you a statement. Keep it in your mind. Anytime you want to make a decision, think about the decision, not now, but 10 years in the future when you look back and say, was that a good decision or a bad decision? Were you going to be sorry? Or will you be sorry and say, why did I make? I wish I never looked at that woman. I wish I never saw that woman. I wish my eyes were locked. I wish I was blind. Why? Because then I would not have wasted my life. It's only 1 second. 1 second, you just flushed your life. Was it worth it? You answer yourself. One time, see, sometimes we use religion for a different reason. Some will tell you, no, we did it the halal way. It's not only about halal and haram. It's more. You need to know the conditions of the halal and haram. I know many people that might do what is Islamic in the wrong way. With the wrong decisions. We don't know. We need to know our religion very well. One time in the US. And listen to this story. A man, a friend, someone I know, but he's not very religious. One day he came to me. He told me, Sayyid Haydar, I need your advice. I need you to teach me something. I go, teach you what? He goes, teach me about my religion, please. I was, you know, interesting. He's not interested in religion. What made him suddenly change and wants to know religion? I go, you know what, come here. What made you change? He goes, I'll tell you the truth. I got to know this girl. And we were going out. And then after knowing her for so long, we wanted to advance our relationship. You know, wink, wink. You all know what I mean by advance our relationship. Take it to a higher level. A more platonic, more spiritual level. And I'm not talking about worshiping level here. Good, everyone is laughing. They know what I mean. He said, on that night, we were together alone. And I, with my hand, I wanted to touch her. She was a Catholic Christian. She looked at me and she moved her hand away. She said, his name was Ali. She said, Ali, I thought you're a Muslim. He said, yeah, I'm a Muslim. She goes, you don't act like Muslims. He said, why? I am a Muslim. She goes, if you're a Muslim, how come you don't do the marriage contract first? What? He forgot. He did not know. He goes, what are you talking about? She goes, listen. If you don't know how to deal with me, you don't know your religion. He said, I know I'm a Muslim. She told him, listen, go and learn your religion. And when you learn it, come back to me. In his mind, he said, why? Why? You know, he wants to get spiritual. And now she's telling him, go learn. Why? She says, Ali, let me give you one advice. If you do not care about your God, you will not care about me. If you don't worry about your God, you will not worry about hurting me. If you don't care about your life, listen to this, what she said. If you do not worry about your life, why would you worry about mine? La ilaha illallah. If you don't care about your life, why would you care about anyone else's life? Time and your life is the only thing you have. It is more than gold. It is more than wealth. It is everything you have. Don't be sleeping throughout your life. The Holy Commander Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam says, الناس نيام. People are asleep. إذا ماتوا. When they die, what happens? استيقظوا. They wake up. Are you awake or are you sleeping? You really ask yourself now, are you awake or are you sleeping? When that angel of death comes to us, Allah describes that moment. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت. When death comes to us so closely, قال رب ارجعون. He says, Allah, let me go back. Why? لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت. So I might change my life. See, if you know there is judgment, there is hell and heaven, you would be prepared. If you truly believe in it. And when death comes, you will say to the angel, give me one second, let me go change. But Allah says, Kalla, Kalla, nay, no, that will not happen. إنها كلمة هو قائلها. We only say this word. When you go back to it, what happens? You'll go back to your own bad habits.
ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون.
And after death we have the purgatory life, barzakh, until the day of judgment. Allah Azza wa Jal describes those people who forget Him in this life. Pay attention to these words. Pay attention to the Qur'an, how He describes when we waste our time here. Allah says, describing the disbelievers, those who do not believe in His word.
وَهُمْ يَصْطَرِخُونَ فِيهَا.
On the day of judgment, when we're thrown in hell, samahallah, they would be yelling, calling,
رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا.
God, take us out so we might do some good. We will change.
غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ.
Different than what we were doing here in this life.
مَا أَوْلَا أَوْ أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرُكُمْ.
Allah says, didn't we give you the chance? We are giving you right now, today, is the chance you are given. You are given this chance. You and I, we have the chance. We have the time in our hands. We have the chance in our hands. The time is ours. When we die, the time is not ours. Do you have the time in your hand or not? Is the time yours or not? Where is your time? Allah Azza wa Jal is telling you, is telling me, is telling all of us. Where is your time spent? Why do we have to be late? Why do we realize when it's too late? Why? Because we forget? Because the shaitan takes us? Because when it's too late we say, أرجعون, take me back. No. إنها كلمة هو قائلها. It is too late. When you're under your grave, it's too late. When you get the disease, it is too late. When you fall for the shaitan, it is late. Young people, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time, your 70 years. You do not want to live it in sickness, in disease. Why? Because you made one decision. Wrong decision. Why? Because you were heedless. You were blinded. You let the shaitan take you. You let the shaitan control you. Do not let the shaitan control you. Let Allah take you. Open your heart to Allah. Let Allah fill you, immerse you, sink in the blessing and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. We are forgetful. Ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربع. No one will miss be asked about four things on the day of judgment. An umrihi fima afna. Your age, how did you spend it? Everything you do will be taken apart. How did you spend your time? Wa shababihi fima abla. Your young age. I know the younger people are seeing me right now in the other room, mashallah. So I ask them, what are you doing with your time?
وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ كَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَهُ.
And about his money, wealth, where did he bring it from? And how did he spend it?
وَعَنْ حُبِّنَا أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ عَلَيْهِمْ السَّلَامُ.
And about the love of Ahlul Bayt عَلَيْهِمْ السَّلَامُ. There is more to talk about time. InshaAllah, we will talk more about it tomorrow. About time and why do we waste our time. But tonight, it is the night, it is Thursday at night, and it's we will be reading Dua Kumail, inshaAllah. I want our attention on some of parts of Dua Kumail. So when we read, we understand how the Imam alayhi salam is teaching us. Teaching us about how we invest our time. I will take a few minutes, explain it inshaAllah. And then we will end up the majlis inshaAllah. So allow me a few more minutes inshaAllah. We go to the dua. Tonight you will be reading it. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. See the Imam, he's telling us this is how we talk. اللهم عظم بلائي. Oh Allah, my turbulations are tremendous. وأفرط بي سوء حالي. And my badness state is excessive, too much. I'm in a bad state, Allah. Why? وَقَصُرَتْ بِي أَعْمَالِي. Why? Because my good deeds are not adequate. I did not give enough good deeds. That is why I'm in that state. وَقَعَدَتْ بِي أَغْلَالِي. And my impediments have tied me down. وَحَبَسَنِي عَن نَفْعِي بُعْدُ آمَالِي. My too much hopes, too many hopes in my life, they tied me down. Hoping too much, see the Imam is telling us. وَخَدَعَتْنِي الدُّنْيَا بِغُرُورِهَا. And the life, the present life, took me in its delusions. وَنَفْسِي بِخِيَانَتِهَا وَمِطَالِي. And my soul with its temptations and my delaying have misled me. That's why now we tell Allah, Allah, I am sorry. I wasted some of my life. I was misled. Now we need to change. Tonight, you promise Allah you will start your change. What does He say? يا سيدي, my Lord Allah, فأسألك بعزتك ألا يحجب عنك دعائي. I ask you by your majesty, do not let my evil deeds ألا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي. Do not let my evil deeds and acts fail my supplications to you. وَلَا تَفْضَحْنِي بِخَفِي مَطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سِرِّي. Oh my Lord, you know what I have done secretly. See, each one of us brothers and sisters, we've done things in secret. Only Allah knows about. We ask Allah, do not disclose that stuff. Do not show it to everyone. وَلَا تُعَاجِلْنِي بِالْعُقُوبَةِ عَلَى مَا عَمِلْتُهُ فِي خَلَوَاتِي. My Lord, don't hasten my punishment for what I have done in my private times. مِن سُوءِ فِعْلِي وَإِسَاءَتِي. From the evil act and my misdeeds. وَدَوَامِ تَفْرِيطِي وَجَهَالَتِي. And my excessive waste of time. وَكَثْرَةِ شَهَوَاتِي وَغَفْلَتِي. And too much of my desires and my indulgence in those desires. Brothers and sisters, some of us have older life. Some of us have 80, 60, 70 years old to live their lives. But brothers and sisters, let's go to Karbala. Let's go to Ashura. Let's go and see what happened. Not to the elders, not to the young ones, but to the babies. They were not given the chance to live their life Tonight, let us go and see what happened to Abdullah al-Radi'. His mother gave him to Imam Hussein. She gave him to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Why? Because he needed water. He was thirsty. They would not let anyone, even the children, the babies, to drink water. Imam Hussein alayhi salam called on to the enemy. He called on to the army of Yazid. Wada' al-qawm ya lillah lil-khawm خطب الفظيع يا لله للخطب الفظيع. Imam Hussein is carrying Abdullah. He tells the people, the army, نبئوني نبئوني. Tell me, أنا المذنب أم هذا الرضيع. Who is the one you're after, me or this young baby? لاحظوه لاحظوه فعليه شبه الهادي الشفيع. He is telling the people, the army, look at him. He looks like Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله. لا يكن شافعكم خصما لكم في النشأتين. ابن سعد لعنة الله عليه. He looks at حرملة. عبدالله الرضيع. He was wrapped up in a cloth. Abdullah was moving his hand, but Abdullah then fainted. Abdullah was fainting. Abdullah did not have any water. He fainted. He was not moving when Imam Hussein raised him. Harmala looks at Imam Hussein. He takes the arrow. He points it to Abdullah الرضيع. Imam Hussein had Abdullah in his hand, raised up. Harmala points the arrow. The arrow is split, it's taken away, it's flying in the air. The arrow, where does it land? It lands in the neck of Abdullah al-Radi'. Wa Husayna, wa Husayna. Abdullah then wakes up, the blood gushes out of his neck. Abdullah then stops moving. نادت يا بويا الطفل جيبه يا بويا ومن الماي جنى صحن صيبه. أيو يوم what day is worse than the day of Karbala when Imam Hussein's child Abdullah الرضيع was martyred. يا ليتنا كنا معكم سادتي فنفوز فوزا عظيما. اللهم we ask you forgiveness and guidance in these nights, in these days, Ya Allah. We ask you forgiveness, we ask you the blessings. We ask you to show us the way to acquire taqwa, Ya Allah. Forgive us our sins, Ya Allah. Show us the way to repentance, Ya Allah. Let us get the good deeds on the night of powers, Ya Allah. Prepare us to serve you, Ya Allah. Everyone together. Allahumma kun waliyika al-hujjat ibn al-hasan صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. صلوات الفاتحة.